Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
What's up, guys? I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12, and I am on vacation, but I'm making sure I'm giving you a show, hence the fact that we are not in our normal studio setup. But that doesn't matter. That shouldn't matter to you, because we're here to talk Big 12 football, and we appreciate you leaving that like and also subscribing, whether it's on the YouTube channel or on the podcast. So Paul Feinbaum said something fascinating this week, and it was something that I almost agree with him on. Now, Paul's actually been on this show. He's been pretty good on this show. But let me just share with you what Paul Feinbaum had to say. He said that he believed the biggest game of the year was Auburn against Baylor. That's right. He said that their game against Baylor was their biggest game of the year, not the Alabama game at the end of the season. He explained this by saying it's the first one. It's Friday night. It's against Baylor. I don't think a lot of people take Baylor seriously. You've been there. You understand what that stadium can be, a big SEC school and all that. But if Auburn loses that game, and most people think they should win it, then suddenly you're behind the curtain where every swing game becomes magnified. So he may be right about that when he explains why that game is so important to the Auburn Tigers. But I actually think when you look at the three Big 12 SEC matchups and non-conference play this year, that right now is the second most important game in the Big 12. And I'll explain why here. I think that from the Big 12 perspective, the most important game between these Big 12 SEC teams is Arizona State against Mississippi State. That is happening in week two, and that is a game that the Big 12 and Arizona State can't afford to lose. The Big 12 needs to show up and show out every time it goes up against a team out of the SEC. And Mississippi State is projected to be at or near the bottom of the SEC this season. Arizona State's coming off a trip to the playoff. They were a 4th-and-13 away from getting to the semifinal and beating Texas. And they'll be picked to win the Big 12 this year thanks to Sam Levitt, Kenny Dillingham, and the rest of that team, right? So if they go out there as a Big 12 contender and a projected favorite in the conference and they lose to someone like Mississippi State, that is a terrible, terrible spot for the Big 12 to be in as it strives for credibility in the Power Four standings, specifically when it comes to the Big 12 versus, say, the Big 10 and the SEC. They can't afford that. So that game is enormous, and it's at Mississippi State, 7:30 on ESPN2 in week two. That one is critical for the Big 12. They have to win it, mostly because they can't afford to lose it, if that makes sense. That's why that game is so darn important. Now, at number two, I would put the game that was just mentioned there by Paul Feinbaum. I would put in that spot, that next spot, Auburn versus Baylor. Now, what Feinbaum got wrong there is that no one's taking Baylor seriously. Those that actually pay attention to something outside of the SEC, which, you know, I appreciate Feinbaum, but he should. You know that Baylor actually could very well end up in a Big 12 championship game this year. That is entirely possible that this team ends up in the kind of position where they are competing atop the Big 12 conference. That's not a stretch. There's a real world where Baylor is in a Big 12 championship game. They've got the offensive weapons. Defense is coming around under Dave Aranda. Actually, there are more questions on Aranda's defense than there are on offense right now. And in a wide-open Big 12, Baylor is saying, why not us? If Baylor does get that win, if Baylor is in a position where it beats Auburn And that's also a game that's happening. This is a week one game between these two teams. Then suddenly you've got a situation here. If you are the SEC, where, man, you don't want to lose two games to the Big 12. This game will happen before Arizona State, Mississippi State. But still, that is going to be a very big deal for the Big 12 in week one. And it's that Friday night game that is going to be so good and so compelling. And I can't wait for it for some of the reasons that actually Paul Feinbaum had mentioned. It is critical for Auburn. And for the Big 12, it's just as big of a deal. Now, the third SEC Big 12 matchup that we've got in non-conference play is KU and Mizzou. And there is a border war, of course, element to that. Missouri is a team that actually has a very weak SEC schedule this year. So there are some people that believe that Missouri may actually make a run in the SEC because of how weak their schedule is. But if KU, who's not getting a lot of preseason love, can put itself in a spot where it is potentially beating Missouri in week two, oh my goodness, that is a game changer. That is a huge deal for this team in this moment, in this season, based on what the expectations are across the board. So that's one of those that I'm looking at, and I'm saying to myself, man, if that one goes the Big 12 way, if they get a sweep in Big 12 SEC games, that would be absolutely enormous. I'm not going to predict it, but I do think they can take two of three. And three out of three wouldn't shock me. I mean, honestly, if KU does what we think it can do going into that game, if KU puts itself in a position to take down the Missouri Tigers, which if Jalen Daniels picks up where he left off in the second half of last season, they can absolutely do, then you better watch out if you're the Tigers. And there would be nothing that I would enjoy more than watching the Big 12 and watching KU and watching Baylor and watching Arizona State get these enormous and incredibly impressive wins against the SEC. I would love it. And I know that many of you would love it as well, because that would be a telltale sign that we are trending in the right direction, that the Big 12 is in a great spot. And I just would be on cloud nine if they were to get these games and get these wins in their back pocket. And here's what the SEC would say. I can already see the argument. The SEC folks would say, well, you beat three of our bottom feeders. Well, hold on a second here. I thought the SEC didn't have any bottom feeders. I thought that was the whole case that you guys made time after time after time. Everything in the SEC is a quality loss, right? Everything. That's what we're told. And this is also why the SEC is trying to create a world where it actually doesn't schedule any non-conference games against the Big 12 of the ACC. They will schedule, and I think they'll be willing to schedule against the Big 10, because they want to create this fabricated attitude that there is a power two. So they'll play the Big 10 and say, well, you know, if we lose to a Big 10, they're part of the power two. They don't want to play the Big 12. They don't want to play the ACC. These games have been scheduled, though, years in advance, hence why they're playing them right now. But generally speaking, they want no part of it. They don't want to do it. So that's why these games are so critical for the Big 12. They've got to play these games, and they've got to win these games whenever they can and whenever they're on the schedule. And that's really what this is going to be about this fall. I can't wait. I'm so excited for them, and I think that every Big 12 fan, I've said this for 10 years since I started this show at Heartland College Sports, every Big 12 fan has to root for every other Big 12 team to go 3-0 in non-conference play. You got to do it, okay? No ifs, ands, or buts. We all got to be pulling for this conference, because also it's important to not have embarrassing losses. You don't want to have shocking losses to FCS teams. You don't want to lose to Group of Five teams. You got to win these games in the non-con. That is the best opportunity you've got to improve the conference standing. Because otherwise, you know, the bowl games just don't have the juice that they used to have. It is easy to find excuses in bowl games and be like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so team had half of its defense sitting, preparing for the NFL draft or transferring or whatever. You don't get a true feel or calculation in some of these non-conference games or in some of these bowl games that you used to get. So now your only opportunity is really in the non-con. And that's why these games are even more important. Now, you've also got, I think, a good one to watch in week one, Cincinnati and Nebraska. If I had to give you a bonus non-conference game that I think holds a lot of juice, it's that one. I thought about like TCU-SMU or something like that, but I don't think the Big 12 ACC is where the battle needs to be won. Cincinnati-Nebraska. The reason I say this is Cincinnati is not expected to be all that good this year. They will be picked by most people. I know the Big 12 doesn't do a preseason poll anymore, but they'll be picked by most people, including myself, when I give you the picks next month, as a bottom-tier team in the Big 12. If they beat Nebraska at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, home of the Kansas City Chiefs, that will have a lot more Nebraska fans in it than Cincinnati fans. In a year that Nebraska supposedly might make that next step and take that next jump under Matt Rhule. In another Power 2 game for the Big 12. I put up my air quotes here when I say that. Man, that is a great spot for the Big 12 to be in. So that's the other reason that I think that game matters so much as well. As we look at these non-conference games and talk about where this league is going and where it needs to get some key wins as we look at the 2025 college football season. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you being here as always on the show. Make sure that right now you are subscribed to the channel or on the podcast.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, speaking of what's going on with the Missouri Tigers, Eli Drinkwitz clowned himself a bit at SEC Media Days. Didn't get a chance to talk about this, but he said at SEC Media Days that we should have upwards of 30 teams in the college football playoff. And his suggestion there is, well, you know what? If you do it based on a percentage of teams playing elite college football, this makes the most sense. This is the thing that we should do. The NFL takes 44% of its teams into the playoff. So right now we're only doing about 9%. Therefore, why don't we look at 30 teams, 30 fan bases? This is great. No, it's not great, Eli Drinkwitz. College football is not the NFL. That's why many of us love it. Okay? I know that if you want to see basically 15 out of 16 teams out of the SEC playing in a 30-team playoff, this would be good for you if you're Eli Drinkwitz to get a 30-team playoff. But for college football fans who love this sport because it has, or had, I still think it does, but they're trying to do their best to destroy the best regular season in North American sports, then you know what? Go ahead, do this. Go down this road. This will be great. Awesome idea, Eli Drinkwitz, said nobody with common sense ever. But you know what? I guess if you're an SEC coach, this is what you've got to lobby for. Because even if you're the 14th team in the SEC, and I'm not saying that's what Missouri's going to be, they're actually projected to be pretty good, at least when it comes to wins and losses, because of how their schedule shaked out this year, they could find themselves in a spot where suddenly they've got to basically just go, dare I say, 8-4 to be in a playoff. Heck, might 7-5 do it if you're an SEC team. I mean, I think it's patently absurd, but you and I both know I would not put anything past this cast of characters. That's why they're so adamant about the 5+11 model in the college football playoff. Now, they're actually right about this. The Big 12 is right to lobby for the 5+11. That's 5 automatic qualifiers and 11 at-larges. The SEC wants it because they think they can jam in as many teams as possible through the at-large system. The Big 12 wants it because they can't admit inferiority when it comes to comparing themselves to the Big 10 of the SEC. They cannot admit inferiority, and they should not admit inferiority. They just shouldn't do it. But it doesn't mean that you don't have some wacky ideas coming out of left field when it comes to how certain coaches are lobbying for weird college football playoff formats, most notably in the SEC. Now, earlier we told you about Baylor and the fact that they're playing Auburn in week one. Andy Staples of On3 named Sawyer Robertson, the quarterback at Baylor, a Heisman sleeper. And I think that is fantastic. For the record, we have Andy Staples coming up on this show. Another reason that you want to be subscribed on YouTube and on the podcast, and also right here on the radio, making this radio station that you're listening to it on a preset on your radio dial. But if Baylor does take that jump, Sawyer Robertson obviously is going to be a big reason why. But it also could be because of their running back, Bryson Washington, who might be, in fact, I will say is, the most overlooked returning skill position player in America. This guy was amazing last year for the Bears when they ripped off 6 straight wins. And that 1-2 punch, that quarterback running back duo of Sawyer Robertson and Bryson Washington at those two positions is the best 1-2 punch going into the season in the Big 12. And I know that there are fans at Texas Tech and Kansas State and Arizona State and maybe a place like KU that may not love that, but I believe that Sawyer Robertson and Bryson Washington right now, based on returning production, based on upside, have all the makings to be the best quarterback running back duo in this entire conference, hands down. So that is a great sleeper pick from Andy Staples. And if you like Andy, and there's no reason not to, first off, he was at Big 12 Media Days. He cares about this conference. He doesn't just talk about it from afar. He was in Dallas, and he will have some great things to say about Big 12 Media Days and his experience there and what he thinks the future holds for this conference. So make sure that you are here and you are subscribed to the show for, if nothing else, to find out what Andy Staples has to say coming up. In the meantime, former BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff has committed to Tulane. So this comes after, of course, he decided to withdraw from the university. He was going to have to sit out for a period of time for a violation of the honor code. And now he has committed to Tulane for the upcoming season. He announced this, of course, on his Instagram this week. So, listen. Whatever you think of Jake Retzlaff, this is why the BYU job is more difficult than any other job in college football. Because of an honor code that the university takes very seriously, that they have every right to take seriously as a private institution, and it is one that, frankly, every player and student-athlete knows about when they sign to play at BYU. You can't say, I didn't know about this. I had no idea. This is a total shocker to me, said nobody ever who went to BYU. You know the rules. You know the way the game is played. And you sign an agreement that you're playing by him. So while I wish Jake Retzlaff well, at the same time, I don't have really any sympathy in terms of how he chose to conduct himself with the Cougars. And I really don't think it's a huge loss. I think from an experience perspective, like I could see BYU slipping up in an early season game, in a game they wouldn't have slipped up in had they had Retzlaff there. But that team went 7-2 in the Big 12 last season because of the defense, not because of Jake Retzlaff. Too many times, Jake Retzlaff thought he was Patrick Mahomes, and he's more like Chad Henne. So he's got to, he had to pump the brakes a little bit at BYU, and I think that overall, BYU is going to be A-OK, if not actually upgrade. And I'll leave you with this here. Kansas State in some new odds, given the best odds to make the college football playoff, according to Circa Sportsbook. Kansas State given plus 400 odds. That is 4-1 odds, the best line in the conference for any playoff bid. This places K-State ahead of Texas Tech, Utah, and Arizona State. All of those programs are listed at 5-1. So basically, you've got a four-way, per Circa Sports, Big 12 contender list right now with K-State, Texas Tech, Utah, and Arizona State. And you're starting to see more and more love come the way of the Utah Utes going into this season. I think people are taking a step back and realizing that last year, Utah dealt with so many injuries. People love Devin Dampier, a quarterback, coming into the system. They love the fact that this team is still very strong on the defensive line, which they traditionally and historically have been under Kyle Whittingham. And they're realizing that there was a lot there last year for Utah that did not signal some kind of downward trend long-term for the Utes, but more or less a one-season outlier that will be, I guess, corrected this season in Salt Lake City. So we all knew that K-State, Arizona State, and Tech were going to get a lot of love, but if now the love is coming by way of Utah, I would say that's a new development this summer by the bookies out in Las Vegas and with those sports books all over the country. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. Glad you're here as always on the show. Make sure you are subscribed because we've got a lot more content coming your way, including that Andy Staples interview. Don't miss it right here on the Heartland College Sports YouTube channel, podcast, and of course on the radio show. Have a great day and go Big 12.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.